members of rock band Sandstone Edition and violin hero at the Royal Albert Hall, there's a new rocking game to play this Christmas. Sonic Rex, in association with absolutely no one involved with the original games whatsoever, brings you Rex Factor Hero. Play and sing along to your favourite Sega and Sonic songs, all 100% covered by talentless hacks. I mean fans. Yes, fans. Pick up a guitar, spread out the drums, and insert the cotton wool. This is guaranteed to be the best fun to be had this year. Please note, not a guarantee. From the sublime hits of AUK's Escape from the City and Digi and Trippy's Dreams Dreams, to the casual Ram the Dragon's Live and Learn as a Dragon and Earthheart's Endless Possibility, and the peppy Umiyuri with Sonic Drive, there are songs for every person to enjoy. Oh, and Dreadnoughts is there too. I don't know, some sort of contractual obligation or something. Purchase the set now and obtain the Rex Factor 0809 album, never before released in disc format, for only £5 extra. I mean, it's not like it's free to download off the website or something like that. Buy your rocking copy today. Disclaimer, copy of game may not actually be rocking. Eardrums may be ruptured due to some songs in this track listing. Metal Sandy from playing off DK Rap is not part of your safety warranty. Combo sold separately.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Radio Redux, number 504, or season 5, episode 4, or whatever. It is the 2nd of May, 2010, which is a bit like the 1st of May, 2010, but now, as opposed to yesterday. Something like that. I'm your host, Archange UK. How do you do? I'm joined by somebody eating some. What are you eating there, actually? Pringles. What flavour Pringles for posterity? Original flavour Pringles. Salts, yes. Salt and all sorts. Say hello to everyone because probably quite a few people who. We're actually listening in to the hour beforehand on SSR. This is mainly due to the fact that Mr. Jocelyn did not turn up for his show for the third week in a row. So I ended up just doing an hour of crazy music.
Didn't you have a saying last year that you said it would take him a few months to get it back together, then you'd be down for technical reasons?
Yes, that tradition dictates that the Sonic Hour does go away mid-season. for about half a year to 2 years.
They haven't even started the season, have they?
Oh, they started the season.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're listening in, there was Kevnux and Roy Hawk. A little bit. And they were playing, amongst other things, Pendulum, Blood Sugar, Ox Move from Mad World, Captain Neon's I've Got a Job Dirt remix from Pirates of the Caribbean.
You played that?
Yes, I did.
I thought I imagined that.
No, you thought you imagined it. That's impressive. Charlemagne, played some Charlemagne. Act 3, The Bloody Verdict of Verdun, which had Christopher Lee in it, being metal.
Yep.
You know, that screams awesomeness. We had Jin Snae's Sega Ray Championship, JS Kickstart Remix 99. We had Downstates that came to play, Rammstein's Freya Fry for the XXX soundtrack version. We had We Can with Slick Heroes, Cold with Remedy, Apollo 440 with Lost in Space remix theme. Queens of the Stone Age within my head, Junin K Technical Difficulties, and Blissful Death with Dim Sum for Papa, the album mix from House of Overkill. There was an awful lot of stuff going on. We also had, at the beginning of the show, an advertisement, the first Radio Rita's advertisement we had for, a year and a half?
Maybe.
2 years maybe? I don't know. It's been a while. I can't remember who did it, is the sad thing. It was supposed to go at Christmas and never did. Might be T.A. Black, I'm guessing. But whatever the case.
Maybe next week, when Sven very likely doesn't come back,
Christopher
I
Lee
do the,
being metal, honestly.
I could do
awesome source.
Tracks.
Hello to both the Radio Sega fan base. Whee!
No, not doing worse.
No. Whoop whoop! No. Oh, damn it, I've done it now. Hello to everyone in the Radio Sega chat, who are Sega Mark Trigot, and I'm doing the wrong way around, Zago Yoda, SJSF, Shadid / Darkwind / Trial. They've got some sort of multiple personality disorder.
Okay.
Retrix Gonic, Jabbe, and Nico Venato. Hi, Nigel Venato. He's going on his way. Do, 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 do.
He just needs some sambas.
Samba! Tch-tch-tch. I Nigel Venato Dijonne. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. D'Artagnan. AUK is on the SSR and RS. I'm suspecting he's probably in the other one as well. _ Spondy. Resident SD, the awesome Resident SD, Forever Sonic, who is also awesome, Trigon and Sega Mark, who is the most awesomest person in the world, because he's got Sega and Mark in his name. And when those powers combine...
Nope.
Lightning rends the sky in two.
Or just makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, we had... it was certainly a time of raining last night, and thunder.
Mostly just the one bolt of lightning.
Thunder, rain, and
really
lightning.
Really close by. No
danger,
else.
Water rising.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
And at one point, I was going to go, like... It was crazy. I turned to Earth Art, who was actually staying with us at the time. I went, what's going to happen to us? And he just said, do you mind? I'm playing on my DS. And I said, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm surprised he didn't.
But there was a massive crash of thunder.
And lightning. That was pretty close.
Did I take Aris down on Thursday? I'm not sure I did. I might have taken it down briefly.
I don't know.
I tried to play this. Yeah, apologies if I did take down Rose accidentally on Thursday. We had major issues with 503. I'm trying to get that sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sucked. Whatever happened, I don't know. I don't know, it just really sucked. Not speaking of sucking, There is also, of course, I tip the bandwidth over the limits, apparently, on Radio Sega. That's a pity, because I'm just about to say, I'm just about to go on and say how awesome Radio Sega is, and they're telling me that they didn't have enough bandwidth. They shut the system down.
Whose problem is that?
Oh, wait a minute, hang on. Oh, this isn't the issue. This is me having to go saying on Sega that I was then listening to Radio Sega. And then lots of people then tuned in to Radio Sega.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I had a very nice comment from somebody going, Radio Sega was like one of the best kept secrets on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that you need to find that quote and actually put it on your site, I think. I brought too many people in. I was too successful in advertising Radio Sega. The other side, we have Sega Sonic Radio. Hello, everyone in the Sega Sonic Radio chat room. I've got my hands in my lap, and you are facing the opposite direction. How on earth can you suddenly say he waved? You have Wide VJ, who's been cooking for a while. What's he cooking?
Could be cooking a.
Is he cooking cookies for Miss McCookies?
I somehow doubt that, since you bake cookies.
Oh, but this is VJ. He can do anything.
No, he can't.
He can boil cookies.
No, he can't. No one can boil a cookie.
Yes, he can. It's very easy. You just get a kettle, and then you open the kettle, and you pop a cookie in. Vija's poaching cookies. Oh, Vija's now eating. Ah. Thank you for clarifying that point, Vija. Because he's got a massive meal.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Tweaker is there. I'll do. No, CD-ROM says he's got a wrench. No, he doesn't. He seriously doesn't. Tricky, STK, Spin, Sonic AD, Shadow Fox 04, Scotty, Ringtail Fox, Retric, or Retric, Risen SD, again, Noir. I wonder if Noir's actually living in black and white in a sort of 50s detective world. Ms. McCookies, who I did already mention. Miles Prower, Katie Fox, Joe Forever, Jacob is here.
Jacob.
So you miss out. You miss out, Dreadnux. You miss out on the wonderful Jacob. Alright, it's Retrix, apparently.
Okay.
Retrix. For future reference, noted. Hypersonic, Hedgy Lightning, who's... I've already got questions from Hedgy Lightning already, and Katie Fox. Forever Sonic, Fly Fox, Aim...
What?
Ha ha.
What, were you about to say something out loud?
Yeah, I just realised what he actually says. Anigo Venato.
Don't be dirty whores, SSMB. We will come after.
D'Artagnan, Sindus, who make, they make really cool, cheese pancakes.
Okay.
But, on fire.
Uh-huh.
CD-ROM, 1019. Anime Girl, the AUK chap again. Spondy, the Gaga DJ. MK and Chanbot. Sindus is very pleased that I got their name right.
Okay.
And has berated Vija for getting it wrong.
Okay.
Poor Vija. Can't we just leave him in peace?
Nope.
And Rina Kage has just joined as well, so hello to them. Resident SD asked, by the way, did AKO call Argos communists in the SSR pre-show? No, that wasn't AKO Hawk. That was Rorai Hawk. That was Rorus.
From a bizarre mixed reality.
Yeah, it was completely genuine and entirely meant 100%.
Yep. So you should go after the real Rorus.
Yeah, so have a go after Rory with Pitchfork. Or blame it on the boogie. Or Kevnux. That chap
Kevnux.
There.
Kevnux. Oh god, that's a
word. Whoever that was. He says to Sid, don't have a go at BJ. He's got an Uzi!
He's gunning down
his dinner!
He's attacking the turkey!
He's attacking the Sunday roast! He's coming for seconds! No, he's not. Yeah, actually, well, we've got a lot to talk about today, funnily enough. I know there's no news... Okay, I know there's no news because, there's no news that regarding sort of Sonic, in the world of Sonic.
That's true.
There's nothing new. Is there anything to talk about Sonic 4? No.
Mm-mm.
Is there anything to talk about any other games? No, because there aren't any. So, there we go.
As far as Sonic's concerned, any Sega-related news?
Oh, there's that Xbox game. That may or may not be coming out.
Iron Man?
Yeah, that one.
2?
Yeah, Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2 has actually got, like, Sonic in it. and Loads of Fire in the Hole, he's also just joined as well. Anyway, so, Vidu's Eating says Iron Man 2, yes. Everyone's cool on Iron Man 2. Anyway,
we still haven't seen it yet.
We haven't seen Iron Man 2 yet, no.
It is out.
It would have been nice, because last time, when we launched Iron Man 1, we all went to the cinema and saw the film. So we obviously upset Paramount or something, because we didn't go this time. which is a shame.
Well, we still have time. It's not like they're going to stop showing it.
Keep an eye out for some cool Iron Man 2 related competitions from Sega, though, as a heads up.
He doesn't have any spare DVDs lying around.
Well, there may be a couple of choice location competitions, which PS3 ones may involve, you know, Blu-ray discs of the film.
Mm-hmm. Of a film.
Not
necessarily the
same. In fact, there are 3 specific locations, I can tell you.
He likes this
location. In fact, one of the cool things I've got coming in happens to be a signed render of Samuel L. Jackson.
Ugh. Samuel L. Jackson did what?
The render of Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Oh.
He plays Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And he's much more of a sort of obvious person in the game, which actually is different to the movie. Mainly due to the fact that we kind of killed off Whiplash.
Oops.
So it's kind of you beat Whiplash, but on the basis of you beat Whiplash and encountered him, it's rather difficult then to like go follow the Iron Man 2
yeah.
thing. But that's why Matt Fraction wrote the script for Iron Man 2.
Because he's smart.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Is there a gas leak coming from you? What was that for?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'd like to say hello to everyone who's listening in. There's currently 34 people listening on Sega Sonic Radio.
What?
And there's currently 22 people listening on this thing.
Shoutcast
on Radio Sega. So, I see an opportunity here. Because Gavi has been going on about this goodness alone knows record for ages.
What record?
The record.
The record.
The Radio Sega record. So, if you're listening in currently on Sega Sonic Radio, there's a link in the chat now. Just switch briefly onto Radio Sega for next.
Oh, he wants to hurt people.
For next. I'm going to play a song now. It's actually in better quality on Radio Sega than the actual stream-wise, in all honesty. So I'm going to play some tunage. We're going to have... What can we have? Let's have some Julian K. I'm going to play This Machine. And you'll say, see the difference, but it will allow me to, if we could extend it past 42, that'd be nice. If we can get it to 50, then everyone's stuck, because there's only 50 slots at the moment, so that's, there is no way then that anyone can beat it. So yeah, with your SSR, quickly, for the period of this song, just nip over to Radio Sega, follow that link. I'll just go to RadioSega.net and click on Listen to Radio Sega. And we'll see what we can do with this, and just see if we can get it past that 42. Okay, guys, I'll be back very shortly.
Yeah.
Didn't make it, boo. Oh well, whatever. We're actually up about 63 listeners in total, I think, for today. So if you all did go over to Radio Sega, Radio Sega, Radio Sega, Radio Sega. Sorry, just said that to annoy someone. joking, then we would have got it, but never mind. Then again, we would have got it if it had been the first show. It's like 95 listeners or whatever it was. Anyway, what you also had there was from Sonic Gems Collection, Sonic After 6290 Mix. And it's time for the Rex Factor! Woo! Except it isn't, because I didn't get the Mark through from Demix, and I've still not got Bentley's. So there's no Rex Factor results today. Sorry if you tuned in specifically for that, which a couple of you may have done looking at the IRC. There is nothing. So what happened is we'll say that Vija got 10 and Iris got 2 and Anime Girl got 109, rounded down. Katie Fox, meanwhile, got a big glass of 7-Up. And a small budgerigar, who she named Colin. Right. I will be able to tell you a bit of news first before we move on to the questions. Oh dear, we got a digital
photo
frame, and Echo's been fiddling with it. What have you? Those are like
old USB in here.
Wow.
And it's got like a bunch of JPEGs and stuff on there, and
including photos of like the Mario and Sonic Community Day.
Yeah, and a lot of really, really old stuff. That's just one of
the after result of which is actually currently up on Radio Redux, actually on RR Play. The guest control, second guest control show, which went up earlier in the week.
Aren't you
in
pain for that?
That,
I forget.
No, that was fine. It was the other one.
Yeah, the other one. I thought it might be.
It's the other one which I had to sort of leave early because I was just ill.
Mm-hmm.
So I just escaped. That was way before the current nonsense, of course.
Current nonsense.
Head.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This old stuff. Oh.
I think about it says Demix.
Appropriate.
And Katie Fox likes her budgerigar and glass of 7-Up. Just really good to know, actually. Iris, just come in. You've just missed your marks, Iris. You've missed your marks. Vija also had a statue in his honour.
Why?
His honour.
No honour. Piss off.
Come on. Oh. No, Iris, you didn't mean. Vija's finished eating. It was a Vija based update. No, Iris, there's no marks today. The other two have not yet got them back to me. Sorry.
You can go and yell at them to hurry up.
We judged that instead you got 6. Oh, Iris was eating as well.
Mm.
Well, you should have come in here and, you know, you should come in the IRC and put a pipeline next to your name and then eating. You could have joined Vija in the eating club.
Mm.
Actually, they're probably in the same place. Mm-hmm. That's what Vija was doing. He was cooking Iris a meal. Start that rumour going. Iris asked, what were her marks? You got a wooden duck, a portrait of France, Franz Ferdinand, as in the entire band's second album, and also a sort of a gust of cold wind up the back of your neck. That's what your marks were.
What?
Farinhell's doing homework, but it's not eating, is it? Speaking of, what were we having for dinner tonight?
We're not having anything. And rabbits, and we're all out of rabbits.
That seems to be. Is that your phrase of the week?
No.
You've seen it about four times today already.
Phrase of the day, four. Phrase of the day.
Phrase of the day. Echo Hawks, phrase of the day. Da 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 da.
You don't want to hear from my phrase of the day, sir. Excuse me. Frankly.
I've got to make an excuse to skip church day, church tune. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Blame Demix, okay? Blame Charles, it's his fault.
I have justification for everything.
Okay. No, but we were out yesterday, along with all sorts of people, weren't we? I mean, who else was there? Avija was there. Mm-hmm. Earth Art was there. But Earth Art's currently delayed in the train, which is why he's not in the chat room. Dreadnux was there, so he does live still. Roy Black was there, back from Germany. So Yoda was there. Mm-hmm. B-Man was there. Flyboy Fox was there. Jay was there. I think who else there was. And a couple of others who shall remain nameless. Oh, we were there. And T-Bird was there. I almost forgot T-Bird.
Don't forget T-Bird.
I almost forgot T-Bird. Resident SD says, AK, does the fat anime girl Miss Church listen to the show mean that you are better than God? No one can be better than God. You can be God. Sorry, I didn't leave the community permanently. No, he just moved, switched allegiance. And if you've been to a Summit of Sonic, if you saw Sonic moving around there, there may have been somebody remotely looking like Sonic Yoda who was inside. In fact, B-Man just joined the chat.
The chat.
B-Man, who I hope is a lot better than he was yesterday. Mm. Anyway, so, yes, we were at... What are you doing now?
I'm fiddling, you keep talking.
B-Man is better now, that's good news. Resonance D says that no one can be better than God, not even Chambot. Chambot's sort of beyond God, in a sort of semi-way. He's like an anti-God. Or an antique god. Mm-hmm. Mm. He's like a porcelain god. As in, you know, basin. But yes, because we were all meeting up to check out the extra secret superb location for what should be
somewhere in London.
Somewhere in London, on a side of the river, there was a meeting, and at the meeting, there were people, and eventually a security guard, who led us in to the super secret location for...
You're bad at taking pictures.
I'm bad at taking pictures, am I?
Yep.
Maybe I didn't take those pictures, do you think that... through, or those one, I don't know.
Finish your sentence.
I'd say, trying to take pictures with this blinding light behind these people, and the fact that I couldn't stand up straight. But by all means, criticise my photography abilities.
I will, and I just did.
She's on this show for a reason, I've yet to figure out what it is.
Honestly, maybe I shouldn't. No.
No, there was a super secret location, which we won't tell you where it was, but we went there.
We sort of went,
Summer of Sonic. Hmm. So we'll hopefully have some more details about that soon. Ironic Versus says, give us a clue, AUK.
It's a building in London.
It's a building in London.
And it's near a park.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Actually, you got that wrong, so is it?
No, it isn't.
But no, shush.
You're right.
It's near somewhere.
It's near a thing.
It's near a thing, which is near another thing.
It's on a road.
It's on a road.
It's got cars near it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Sven Rednax Jocelyn will tell you more at a date that he deems satisfactory for telling you exactly where it is.
That's true.
That when he'll put up the update.
Well, I've got an honest to God question, and it doesn't identify any further.
Beeman says, "Don't give the location away," and then adds, "I forgot where it was already."
Yeah,
that's what I call awesome. But yes, it is good. It is not the Truman Brewery.
Yes,
it is definitely not the Truman Brewery.
It's bigger.
No, it's not. It's smaller.
Is it smaller?
It's actually the size of a shoebox.
I'm sure.
A shoebox which has been like...
Oh, come on.
It's like been partially stepped
come
on.
Come on.
The shoebox has been partially stepped on,
this
thus
is why I have
reducing...
to be on this show. You're boring. You're annoying and you hide things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it. You know how the whole idea of me saying this was like, give these guys some information?
But you know how much information I've given? Nothing. A general perspective of a box. That's pretty much all that they do.
Mm. One of these days you'll get the whole point of me being sort of jokey. I don't know when that will be, but I hope it will be soon.
It's only funny when it's a joke.
It's only funny when it's a joke.
Yep.
Okay. You let me know when you make one. There's...
If you're going to be like this, it's going to go down, buddy. It's going to go way down.
Hey, you started it.
And you brought it on.
Are you still playing with that stupid thing?
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of crap, but that's okay. It was a gift. It doesn't have to be great.
Is it, dare I ask, near the Sega HQ?
No.
Yes, you may dare ask. Won't answer it.
Is there a Sega HQ?
I bloody hope so. Otherwise, I'm just working somewhere during the day. That's completely fictitious.
There's more.
I'll go in during the. Yeah, I know. There's more Tails pictures. I need to put those up at some point for Vija. Sega HQ isn't in central London anyway, is it? That would. Give away something anyway, but there'll be stuff coming out soon, including some photos of Dreadnux playing Afterburner Climax and sucking.
This is just a weirdly photo.
That's from the event, isn't it?
Yes.
There's an interesting picture. Echo's just showing me a very interesting picture
with Phil and Sven. and Sven leaning on Phil a bit. What?
Anyway, Blake says it's a pub. No, we were at a pub afterwards.
Yes, we were.
Where you got, yeah. Well, there is a choice of a couple. Well, there's a couple of pubs nearby, and we won't be going to the one nearby.
Of them right next to it is a sportsy pub. God, I hate you. Honestly.
But, Echo got a free gift in her Kahlua.
I got two free gifts, not just one.
You got, no, she got a glass of Kahlua, one of the ice cubes of which had an ant in it. So we got a replacement, and we got a replacement for the drink after sort of brief sort of, you know, that's a bit off. Only to find that a bit too late... Found out after due to melting that one of the other ice cubes that had an ant in it as well, so that kind of put Echo off a bit of her drink.
Well, there's not much you'd want to really have with an ant in it, as far as drinks go, especially when it was supposed to be alcoholic.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. So that place kind of sucked.
Well, just in that. Everybody else was fine. Everybody else's drinks were peachy. It's just coincidental
we went to a very nice Irishy themed pub.
Yeah, that was after that.
Afterwards, where we all had something very nice to eat. You had a liqueur and something to eat. Come in. Brilliant surprise.
Yep.
Yes, but the ants in the drink.
Special edition. What? What's the significance between a green and gold special edition, if you might ask?
Green and... What?
Screen and Gold Special Edition.
You're showing me a picture of a Sonic Riders Wobbler, so I'm not sure what you're doing.
It switched on me, I apologise.
The Green and Gold Special Edition Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games!
Yeah.
Right. The Green and Gold version is actually a specific Australian version.
Don't get it. Why is it green and gold?
I'm being talked at in Portuguese, I think.
Well, you don't know.
Bem-vinda ao Radio Sega, esta uva videos vidas com EUK e Echo Hawk.
Que?
Apparently, there are 127 venues in central London called the Eagle Bonato. So there you go. You got a 1 in 100. You got a 1. You got a 1 in 125 chance of getting it because you know it's not the Dragon Hall, which is 08, and you definitely know it's not the Truman Brewery. So you actually got. See, I've just eliminated two for you. Actually, it's not Excel either. There you go. So it's
124. Mushroom.
B-Man wondered why you got a bit upset in the pub and that kind of answered it for him.
What?
In the pub. Why you suddenly got very upset in the pub.
I had 2 ants in my fucking drink. What do you want from me? Honestly, I just literally after the first one and I felt bad and I'm like, what the hell do I do with an ant in my flippin' drink? It's not like it's a fly or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I give it back and they're like, oh, what do you want? So I'll take another shot. And I think there may be something in their Kahlua bottle because I don't think it was in there. But I could be wrong. It could have just been in the ice. As he shoveled, literally, I watched the guy go down and shovel a bunch more ice into a thing and bring it up so he got fresh ice. So I got the crap bottom of the ice pack there or whatever. But yeah, I had two ants in my drink, unfortunately. So I was not able to enjoy much. I don't know. I had a couple of off days this weekend. I would continue to say I'm having an off bank holiday. Well, that's a nifty kit. Anyway. I know, I'm being, like, simultaneously distracted upon doing things myself, so. It's just like ours, except it has both arms. Oh my god, the thing is and tiny. You took it next to a pen, that's cute. What?
No, I've just got a question. Rina Kage asks, hey, I saw on the trailer that I was doing a climax and I thought I heard that he used the music to the boss battle from Chaos 6. Can you confirm this? Not that I'm aware of. But I doubt it would have been because it's AM2, isn't it? So no, AM2 wouldn't have half inched some music from Sonic Team. You'd have thought. That'd be kind of unusual. So I'm going to say no, but there might have been some sort of main sort of line that they both shared. I don't know. Who did the music for Afterburner Climax? Send Rina Kage your answer. VG Steel Design Man 2. Katie Fox says, what's up with Dragon's Den 103 and Radio Redux 503? They're not playing anything when I click on it. Why is that?
Probably because links are broken, and you should email these problems to him on the site, and he'll be happy to look them up.
Explain where you are clicking them, and I will have a look.
Yeah, just
Katie Fox, tell me where you're clicking on these.
Any link trouble, any errors, just email him, and he'll square that away. You don't have to wait till Sunday to ask that. Oh, isn't that cute? Oh wow, the glass.
Yeah, so tell me where these links are causing issues, and I will let you know. Hedge Lightning, Hedge Lightning asks me to do something and then says don't. Okay, that's easily done.
That's nifty.
Any questions from the Radio Sega? No. Okay. Nobody raised it. Okay, questions and answers. Answers and questions from Q&A UK and EH.
My butt hurts. What?
Thanks, Ollie.
Don't
Why does your ass hurt?
Because I was sitting on it funny.
You were sitting on it funny?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Thought everyone needed.
Umiyuri asks, AUK, can you call Bentley Jones live on the air and tell him to come over because we need him to raise the dead?
We could probably get him a call. Not now, because we don't have this stuff set up.
Yeah,
like
Uncle Blake,
all who's
cables.
All like 2 steps ahead of us and shit. He knows.
Mr. Yeah, Blake Draco is like our sort of
Skype-y
technical there. Deputy. He was listening in at the moment, incidentally.
He's feeling the praise, man.
He's feeling the praise. If you go on Eon, make sure you send Blake Draco a message telling him how awesome he is and how cool he is. In fact, part of the meeting part of the meeting, there was sort of people fighting over Blake Draco, actually, as members of staff in the
team.
Were
they?
Many people wanted Blake Draco.
That sounds dirty. Attaching the stand, storing...
Shadow Fox A4 says lol butt hurt.
Yep, lol butt hurt. All the time, every day. I'm always butt hurt. What are you kidding?
Hedge Lion says, wait, did I tell you not to? And the answer is yes. You said do it and then go, when, oh wait, no, he has to be told about it. Don't.
Oh.
And so, no, I didn't.
What? Oh. Oh. I'm a bit of a silly goose.
Hmm.
There you go. It's
interesting.
What the
I'll check that out afterwards, Katie Fox. Okay?
Okay.
Rich231 says, could you quiet down a bit? I'm not sure if that's directed at me or not.
Well, specify your target.
There's a very good way, a very easy way of, you know, quietening me down, which is to turn me off.
Or you could turn your volume down. Which is a very easy individual way to control your volume.
Or you could pump up the volume.
Yeah, I think that's the opposite.
If you want to go against the grain.
Rise up against society. Nah, too much work.
Vija, is Vija still here? He is still here, good. In that, Hedgy Lightning's come out of a bit of a scheme.
Not wrong.
In that, Hedgy Lightning wants to do. Yes, he's here. He just confirmed it. Hedgy Lightning has got to come up with a scheme for next year's Rex Factor already. In a parody song of Wonder Man called Vija Man, and wants to know what you think about that. It's not Vija bashing on Eagle Venato. It's actually probably quite nice. So.
All I'm seeing is stroking the E-peens right now. That's all I'm seeing, man.
You see E-peens everywhere.
Yep. Everyone has one. Even if they've never touched a computer, they have one.
And Vija's response is, I like. So there you go. I think, Hedgy Lightning, you have tacit permission, at the very least, to do that. Back to the questions. Umiyuri also says, Echo Hawk, candy floss, yeah? Respond.
Yes, please.
The answer is yes, please, Umiyuri. So please send your bucket to Archange UK, care of Sega Europe Limited. Yes? Sorry?
Your beard was twisted.
My beard was twisted.
Yes, I fixed it for you.
That's very kind of you. Yeah. Okay, Sega Europe Limited, Floor 5, 27 Great West Road, Brentford, Middlesex, TW89BW. Send that to me, and then I will pass it on to Echo. There you go.
If he does not eat it first, in which case...
I'd bring that home for you.
Yeah.
Dear, don't worry. Darkness the...
Question mark?
Darkness the Hedgehog. No, I sort of cut off there because I wasn't sure if I'm not I'd answer these before. Darkness the Hedgehog says to both, did you miss me?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Can you make up a villain? Call the Mephiles right now. That's to you. Go on. Make up a villain better than Mephiles right now.
Make a villain better than Mephiles.
Cooler, I should say. Cooler. Not necessarily better than...
Well, how about any boss that doesn't actually kill themselves is a good start. But as far as cooler, you're talking with Mephiles. He's got kind of the black and the purple shizzle going on. Let's try, like,
actually, technically Mephiles green. Technically, Mephiles never existed, so...
Exactly, so it's kind of
It's kind of easy, because it's not like any... any villain is bad.
I'll get an ice cube.
Electric blue and green, you say. So some sort of merge, some sort of terrifying merging of Jet and Metal Sonic.
I'm saying, like, let's do some Avatar crap and make that stuff happen.
No, Jet and Metal Sonic.
Jet and Metal Sonic. You mean Metal Jet.
Metal Jet. Well, yeah, specifically the electric
Fine.
Blue.
Metal Jet, yes. That is my spontaneous... creature that could be cooler than Mephiles' boss.
All life on Data has been copied!
He'd be more like assimilate, because he's like Borgish or something, I don't know. Something different.
I am the real Jet!
God.
You're the faker!
And then Sonic and Metal Sonic and Metal Jet are gonna have stupid ass races on, like...
Yeah.
What's the Tron bikes or something like that?
Oh, from Zero Gravity.
No, I said Tron bikes, not Zero Gravity.
Yeah, no, they had the Tron bikes in Zero Gravity.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Mm-hmm. One of the options. Okay, what do you think villains have that make people love them? Mind control rays.
That's a good start.
That's why. Both, do you like dragons or love dragons?
Do you?
We know dragons that love dragons.
Risqué.
or subtly hinting towards other dragons and pairings.
It's not that subtle anymore.
I know. I guess I know that. I was being classy.
You're not very...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm American. What sort of class do you think I have besides Mustangs
Mustang and fail. That's the two class of American. Mustang and fail. Are you a gold medalist? No, I got silver.
Take him out to the pasture.
Don't tolerate failure in this country.
Then trust me, there's a lot.
Who would win, Spyro or Sonic? Again, ask Donald the Hedgehog. In what?
Why would they be
in
fighting?
What?
Why would they be fighting?
It could be anything, essentially.
This isn't like,
who would win?
Like, it's making me think of this one show that was on the Animal Planet back in the States, which was Animal Gladiators, I think it was, and they just pit two possibly random critters who could essentially meet up in the wild at some point and pit them against each other, like anacondas and jaguars and so on. But it's just like, I need context or this can't float. This crap cannot float.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pit two against each other. Makes no sense. Now, if you had two natural enemies, that would make sense. Then we could just say, oh, yeah, well.
Those are Dark Speeds, incidentally, who's must be up very late.
Yeah, he does what he wants.
He just says, if Kevin Ram can see this high.
Oh.
Oh! He thinks you're Ram.
Oh, fucking. I hate to say it, but there is a bit of a distinct difference between me and her. Besides the fact that she can speak about five more languages than I can, she does have a certain way of speaking that's very distinct compared to me, which is
she so does.
Oh my gosh,
she so does.
You should totally just listen to her for like 5 minutes, and oh my god, you could totally tell the difference. Like, right? Yeah. Uh huh.
She does seem to have turned into an American teenager at some point. I'm not quite sure how.
It's probably my fault, really.
It's your fault.
I don't know. I have no idea. She might listen to me for like 5 minutes and suck your brain right up.
I think Blake's brain probably just melted at that, actually.
What?
I so hate you.
I so hate you. What? I don't know. You're weird.
Kevin and Rebecca, they're happy. This dog. Yeah, she's happy now.
Breathe. Don't kill. Breathe.
Miss McCookie says Echo should draw Metal Jet.
Oh, crap. I haven't even caught up with the other stuff. I'm doing this stupid bead comic. It's almost done. And I say almost, but, you know, it's going to be a work in progress for a while. But he says if I get it done early, I can do a cosplay for SOS 10.
Yes, you can do a you can do a cosplay for SOS 10, but only if you get the damn bead comic finished.
Which is going to be awesome, because I got this perfect...
You had a year longer than you should have had.
Perfect fabric in Alders. It's going to be great, so... Ever since I found that, I'm like...
Yeah, but who would you cosplay? I'm sorry, you can...
I have to look at what's available, and then I'll make a plan. So, I I'll
hang on, hang on. One second while I turn the microphone off so Echo can tell me. Oh dear lord.
I found the perfect material.
Oh my god. I do not know this woman.
Yeah, you
okay.
You married her, shut up.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, I don't know you. Darkspeed thinks I'm married to Ram, that's fine. I totally go with that. Yes. You're so disowned.
Shut up. I am not disowned.
Yeah, sorry if I was a bit loud and I sort of moved the microphone a lot close to me.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
You're loud enough.
No, because I had the microphone like there. Oh. So I was like, loud Kev, so Shadow Fox 04.
Loud Kev is loud.
And cosplaying Echo is...
awesome!
Horrifying.
To be fair, I've only ever cosplayed once before. Besides Halloween costumes and those.
Yes, I'm. Yes, I know that one. Was the...
Kikyo. The...
Bless you.
No. I still should have that Shinto outfit somewhere, but unfortunately I didn't bring it with me to the States. Mostly because...
Yeah, sorry, we just broke Blake's brain.
Poor Blake.
It's not hard, to be honest, but poor sod.
He probably deserves it for something. I'm just not sure what yet.
Mm. Yeah, Darkspeed is complimenting Iris on her singing. I'm damn straight.
He should have been one of the judges. Maybe next time.
Year. Darkspeed says, question to Kev, when was the last time you took out Rebecca for a romantic dinner and who you... and you took to her?
Oh, I'm sorry. That came out loud?
I think the question you're looking for, Darkspeed, is when was the last time that Kevin could afford to take out Rebecca for a wedding?
No, and don't you dare say, like, I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think if you might pass it off.
Excuse me, you actually get spoiled rotten.
No, I don't. I don't ask for much, to be fair, but I'm not spoiled
rotten. You still got stuff, thank you.
Oh,
AUK didn't dip the sound, etc. He turned off the microphone for a brief second, so that's what Radio Sega people are going, what happened then? Because it all disappeared.
Yes, nah, but the minute we can afford
but
it...
But Blake only just came back in when he heard that I'd married Ram. A Darkspeed performance ceremony, apparently.
That explains a few things, doesn't it?
If you want Echo, you're kind of welcome to after that revelation. I'm sorry.
Oh dear God, don't say that. Just no.
No.
Don't say that.
Does it have to be expensive though, AUK? Actually, no. He's taken there out for plenty of bloody things.
You took me out when we first hooked up and met and stuff, but you know that was kind of an expensive week, to be fair. Besides, we don't have to go to those kind of places.
Yeah, alright, Darkspeed, alright, okay.
I've made some fairly romantic dinners, but I don't think you've gone and done that, per se. So.
Actually, I've done...
What was the last one you did? You did, like,
I did a couple of things for you, not full-on meals.
I know, it's the whole... Everybody falls into this frame
like,
where
let's
they
let's have
see
this fantastic, lovely meal. And it's like, I've done the meal. I come out into the living room and there's nobody there because they're playing Warcraft upstairs. I had it on the train and it was like, oh.
I vaguely remember that now.
Yeah, I sort of came up and like, here's your lovely meal, and put it out next to me. And I sort of slumped back downstairs again, ringing a hole.
I forget when that was now. That couldn't have been recent. That must have been ages ago.
It was a little while ago, but it was very memorable. It was one of those... Because it was like, I've got your meal. Oh.
Alright, to be fair, Now, I know most people get into this frame where they say, oh, it's a romantic dinner, you have the candles, you have the bullcrap, the music in the background, and some expensive dish in front of you. Please tell them what our most very typical romantic experience was, in your perspective, when you asked me to marry you, for example. When you proposed. How, just in a small frame that you can see how classy and how romantic things can be. What exactly was my answer and reaction?
Well, let's see. She just had the fan... We had the meal first, didn't we?
We had the meal first.
Had the meal first, went back to a really nice hotel room where there was a nice bottle of champagne on ice that somebody had arranged and bought. And it was snowing outside. Everything was fantastic. And so I got down on one knee while W.S.'s back was turned. They turned round and there was a ring produced. And he said, Rebecca Dillon, will you marry me? At which point she said, okay. Then turned round and went back to what she was doing. That was it. It was all right. That was it.
I thought it was yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was yeah. You're right. It was like yeah.
And then turned back
to what you were doing.
It escapes me a little bit. Now, there are times, to be fair, the wedding was quite nice and all that, but, you know, it doesn't come naturally to me, so it takes a good effort to, quote-unquote, make things romantic sometimes.
Taskpieces keep talking about the romance stuff because it's nice.
I know. It's so cute. Oh, they're still human. It's like, no, no, we're not. We're untouchable. We're gods amongst our, you know, mortals and all that. No, but seriously, it's just, aw.
At some point, we've kind of reduced Katie Fox to tears.
Why?
Just laughing too much.
She's laughing because of me, isn't it? Oh,
I mean, they're just us in general.
Oh, God.
It's us in general.
I know.
It goes good when you get involved, as opposed to...
Well, when I'm on the ball, when you're sitting here with subtlety and stuff, I just kind of get a little frustrated, just like them. They'll be pissed off at you.
I think they get it, though.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
They know, but I try to give them that extra punch in there as if it's going to deliver any more oomph.
Anyway.
Because I'm American, there's got to be an extra punch. Try to give them every wiggling, sniggling bit without actually giving any information. It's a common politician.
Alright. And certainly, if you're listening to either of these streams, don't worry, at 9 o'clock, the Sunday Power experience continues. We need to find some... The Sunday... We need some sort of banner for the Sunday... The Sunday Sonic Showcase continues.
That's
with
a good one.
Yeah, it comes dangerously close to the Sonic Showcase Network, though. Somebody does. There's the Fast Feet's phone mix at 9 o'clock on Radio Sega. So please tune in for that.
Phone mix
with an F. Awesome source.
It goes right over my head.
Fast Feet did the sort of similar thing at SOS09, and you can sort of text in your requests and things
that
like that.
That makes a little more sense. Okay.
So there's actually like literally a phone.
Mm-hmm.
There was a phone. It has its own seat.
Yep.
It swivels, as does the phone.
Mm-hmm. What?
Nigel Venato says, "Hello, in Nigel Venato."
Okay.
Now that metal says to you, there's a question to you, Echo.
Uh-oh.
Now that metal is in Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing, who would you pick, Shadow or Metal?
I hate you for making me have to pick between them, but I'd probably still have to go with Shadow because I'm really not sure why I'm really having to go with anyone.
To be honest, you've not go with Shadow on the basis that we've still not got. Metal.
We haven't bought
metal yet.
Yeah,
I've got the 360 is still bust, and
yeah.
I haven't got enough
Ever
code. And in any case, it's like, well,
for the time
my
being,
360
that
gold
one's
run out
to,
and all
yeah,
sorts.
We're gonna have to wait for that one. That is an answer on hold sort of deal.
Okay, if you had your way, would you have your character in a future Sonic game as a cameo? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Not even in
that's a lot more trouble than this way.
Well, if he's saying if it was easy and if he didn't get shit for it and say they needed extras or something like that and they were using, say, other characters, would you slot yourself into that one?
No. We'd have someone else.
Just rather.
Just someone. I would much rather have someone meaningful from Sonic's past in the game. Like Knack / Fang. Like... Or Takao.
You're losing your fanboy. You are honestly losing it, man.
You lose it pretty quick in this job, to be honest.
You've been at it for how long?
3 years almost.
Almost.
3 years doing this job.
Yep. Anyway.
To both of us, what do you think the result will be if Owl City and Bentley Jones did a song together? Will you have Owl Jones or Bentley City? Bentley City, who I believe are in the Blue Square sort of Southern League, about mid-table. They went into administration at one point, though. Wouldn't surprise me if Thugstar did an Owl City remix, though, so you might end up with that situation actually occurring.
You never know.
You never know. Anil Gavanato's got a question to the chat room.
Just to really
That's dangerous. And I think Anil Gavanato is in both chat rooms as well, so he's going to get it whatever happens.
He's nervous about this one. Just say.
Devil says, I wonder if we can get AUK to say. No, I can't say it. I'm sorry.
Would you just read the question so we can move on with our lives?
No. What to the chat room? What's the worst yaoi couple that has spawned from the darkest reach of the Sonic community? This could be bad.
To be fair. I've seen some pretty weird and nasty shit. But that's just one way of putting it. So, you know. Everybody, I mean, the common fanboy will be like, eh, Sonata, and so on and so forth. But there's... Personally, I've seen some pretty passionate stuff, and by far, I really don't like the Mephiles Shadow combination. It just... There's something really freaking sick about it. If they really get into it, they can do some really weird stuff. So I have no place in my heart for that. Thank you very little. It's very freaky. What you reading, hon?
No, there's another art theft thing. Some girl won a scholastic competition.
Ew.
Art theft, stole something from DeviantArt, including a poem. Word for word. We named it Stolen Wings.
Huh.
That's just, yeah.
That's a bit shit.
Hmm. Always fun.
Weird. Okay, anyway. Would you step
Best
looking...
of luck. Honestly. Best of luck to that person. Yumi, I believe it is. Best of luck to you.
Right. Stop looking at your tweets. Nobody is tweeting.
Nobody tweeted a question.
I know.
So which means that CD-ROM probably will now.
Alrighty.
Back to the other question. Actually, let's have a piece of music because it's been ages and we have really ruddy music, so let's have
they
that. Would you like to. Yeah, they do, actually. When we're on song, they do.
On song?
On song. Speaking of on song. Actually, I heard Commander's Memories the other day, Shadow of the Hedgehog.
Sounds like
on my iPod, and I actually really liked it.
Alright.
So I'm going to play that next.
Rocket.
Who would like a... Well, this is to do... We'll play this while you're getting those couplings in.
I'm sure it'll be hot. And Steve, you're up in that chat room. Oh, it's Sonic X Eggman.
We'll go through them all and shudder at most of them.
No, I'll probably tilt my head, really.
what would a track you'd like, Echo? Music track?
I'll think about it while you're playing the first one and then you can announce
it. Okay, it'll be a surprise then.
Yes.
Well, think quick, because there's only about a couple of... 1.5 minutes of...
I can think that fast.
Of this. You can think that fast.
I hope so.
You hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, you're listening to Radio Redux, where Echo can think faster than a bear.
What?
We have a pneumatic drill in its paw.
Named Fisher! What?
What? Saturn Fisher?
No, oh, just...
No!
No!
Okay, the last track you just had was Living Sedative of Oil in the Ocean. And in the background, you can just about hear, we had Tails and Sonic, Sonic and Tails, because this kind of works with the topic we were talking about.
Just because I thought that was
awesome. Yeah.
Yes!
Yes, we've, just for the worst yaoi couples. I think Renato said Sonic and Tails, and what did you say in response to that?
Put on the song!
No, not that! What did you say in response to Sonic and Tails?
That's a classic one. That's the very basic one, really. I mean,
you actually said too easy, but...
Too easy!
That...
Yeah.
There we go. So let's have a look, through some of the comments on this. Hedgeline is a question, but we'll come back to that.
We had a couple of interesting ones.
Hedgeline's done Eggman and Vanilla, but there's something...
That's been done.
Yeah, but there's a slight problem with that on the basis that...
It's not Vanilla's yaoi.
Not a guy.
Yeah, it was meant to be yaoi, so unfortunately... Yeah. If you don't know Japanese...
D'Artagnan is Satan Fisher and Lyle the Bear. Eggman, Whisker.
Oh,
Beeman, Eggman and Chaos.
See, but you can't say Chaos is a dude, so he's technically kind of ranked out. Chaos is just kind of a life form in general. It does not really have
need.
Sensual needs or reproduce. It kind of just depends. Frankly,
Our new commander then comes up with Tails X Vija.
Yes. Yes. That's all you need. Yes. Somebody.
What was that? What would you call that?
Tailger. That sounds weird. I'll go with it.
Vijails. Vijail. Vijail. Some sounds like some sort of terrifying
product.
Product for female anatomy.
That's if you're ever feeling off, ladies, just apply some of this Vijails, and you'll feel so much better.
It'll be like your life has been unlocked and you've been set free.
Holy crap, that's you, awesome. He's never gonna let us go, man. We're just gonna get like
knocked. Hey, it wasn't me! It was Aliak Manata.
We took it and
feel the hate.
We had Sonic
in it. He's got a massive vial of Vijails.
Get out of his way! Oh my god.
Like I said on the last show. Seriously, that any item is like person got a or an item or object.
GTFO.
Yeah. I think they've just people. Some people just expand this to couples. Just like Eggman and Blaze.
That's a female.
Yes, I know, but actually, Eggman and Blaze. Oh no. Yeah.
Fails. Come on, people, stop failing.
Jerry Fox, I feel very, very, very accurate. It says you can put chaos on any character and it becomes wrong.
There's your
Although obviously the most common one is Tikal X Chaos, of course.
Duh. It's like locked in an emerald like together.
Locked in an emerald, and he's got tentacles.
He's got whatever he can make, frankly. You know, there could
and
be...
she's got all the time in the world and an awful lot of imagination. Just saying.
And all she's got is a loincloth. Aw, yeah.
That's a very good point.
Oh, dear.
He says anything ex Eggman is enough to make me cry.
Yeah, Eggman's a bit of a thing. I'm just going...
Satam Eggman, ex Eggman.
You're just trying to break Roar.
Satam Eggman, ex... Adventures like the Hedgehog Eggman. Tails and Rota.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, God. No, we've established that there is no gay walrus. I'm sorry, you can't have Rota. Remember the whole gay walrus scandal?
Oh, dear.
That's a gay walrus. Oh, that's my impression of the gay walrus.
Oh, dear.
Just for the retro cast people.
Maybe we should
stop it. I'm just so not.
Maybe we should steer away from this topic now. I think at this point.
My name is Roder.
Oh God.
I like feng shui.
All right, we've answered through the chat room his question.
Hi.
We should probably keep this train wreck rolling. Okay, come on.
End over end.
Oh God. Come on, man.
Oh God. I think that says Satap Eggman X so the Hedgehog Eggman X Underground Eggman X Eggman. Since it's Sonic Jet.
Yes, I've seen Sonic Jet. I have seen.
I'm the man in the relationship.
Oh God, yes he is. I've seen
Knuckles and Silver.
That one I haven't seen yet.
Knuckles and Silver.
I've seen Shadow
really,
and Silver.
They've never really interacted.
To be fair, they have, but they haven't really in that time.
Well, only in Rivals, I suppose.
Yeah. Take you off into the bushes, you know, all that stuff. Mm. But anyway,
Hoo-ha!
There's all sorts. I mean, you could get really thick into it and stuff
it's
like that.
It's no use! Hoo-ha!
Oh my god.
Cha! Etc.
That's all he ever does. Ado-ado-ado. Oh, wait, that's his Japanese voice. Anyway.
Sam Fish and Lyle the Bear equals yum. This is Dark Speed.
For the love of.
I think that's his AUKX Vija.
No.
No.
I could push them in a room together, but that's all it would be. They'd be stuck in a room together wondering what the hell, so it's not gonna happen.
Suppose just make a damn AAUK room so you doesn't have to switch between chats. Alternatively, just have both up and then have it in the two columns,
which is pretty much
on
what
their MIRC,
anyway.
Which is what I'm doing. Amy and Cream.
That's Yuri.
Yes, Yuri.
And yes, it's already
Gagarin.
Been. And I don't have any.
Mighty X-Ray.
Ooh.
That would make sense, actually, in a bizarre way.
I don't think too deeply on these things, and neither should you. If you have an obsession with a certain couple that does not exist in the official series, which there's pretty much none.
Oh, God! my eyes!
Your mind?
The eyes of my mind!
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog, as in Sonic the Hedgehog in the chat room, says the following combination.
I see. Yes, I can read. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Sonic X Charmy.
It's better than Vector and Espio. That could be some weird lip.
Sonic, you're so cool.
You're just totally dumbstruck by that one.
Yeah, know? That is
just
horrid.
Just stick Charmy with
Charmy,
anyone.
Hagrid faces Charmy and Chip.
Oh dear, that would be one hyperactive child. The offspring. If God forbid they could actually.
Hey, Charmy, do you want some chocolate?
Oh, God.
Actually, that conversation was pretty cool.
Oh, dear.
Chip, you're so cool.
Hey, Charmy.
Hey,
come back here. We were going to have some fun.
I'm going to retract from this and let you have your fun. I'm
Nuxedo.
Seen it.
Sonic and Caliburn.
Anime. Recolored it.
Sonic and Caliburn.
Caliburn's fun.
Earthheart and no, that's just Earthheart being home. Hello, Earthheart.
Oh, Earthheart and Vidra. I was about to say.
Then Sonic.
No, we won't go there.
Dreadnux and Speednux. No, no, all wrong. Omega and Gamma.
That would be robot sex, which they produce asexually, if I recall.
Good God. Knuckles and Heavy and Bomb. No, why is it all these people?
You...
It's not me. I didn't start it. I think Vidato started it. It's his question. Let's get off this damn
why
thing.
Do you think he hid?
He didn't hide. Sorry.
What did he do then, exactly? He braced himself, didn't he, or something?
All hands brace for impact. Blue Fox says, have you seen Fwaggy? Fwaggy!
Actually, you should say, come on, tell everyone what I came up with in the pub, the fishing bobber.
Yeah, Echo came up with the idea for a Big the Cat fishing lure.
And then you'd have Froggy as the hook.
For a Froggy as the hook.
And you'd have Big as the floater.
As Big as the floater.
Come on!
He'd have his ring on so he could actually float. So,
yes, instead of sink to the bottom.
Indeed. T.A. Black says, I may not be a painted T.A. trial of 10, but here's a few questions for the new series. This is a while ago, maybe. One to three to both of us. What? Oh, Wayne, what would be your responses to the three competition questions that were set earlier in the year? That is, a possible character for ASR, a monkey for SMB, an official Sonic fact. An official Sonic fact. These are all going to require sort of a lot of thinking, actually.
Not really. Because everybody knows what ASR character I would want. Which is Echo in a ball, and it's not just any ball. But
as in Dolphin, not
yes.
Her, by the way.
No.
We're not going to stuff her in a big ball and shove her in.
Oh, shit. No. She wouldn't be pleased with that.
There you go, honey.
But yeah, no, they have the Aqua spheres in the game, actually, which is why it could be like freaking Aqua Ball. Screw it. It could be done. Or they've also got a technical level where you've basically got like Dolphin transportation systems and shit. It's actually pretty nifty. It could be done. Very readily.
I'm going to have one more question from here, and because I know Union Hack was a bit disappointed that it wasn't mentioned last time, so what? Union Hack questions.
Oh, yeah.
If someone breaks into your house and steals one thing, who broke in and what did they take?
It is probably going to be T-Bird, and it will probably be the prototype.
Prototype for the Caliburn sword, huh?
Yes, why wouldn't he?
I'm going to say it was probably.
And don't say Mrs. Peach.
It was probably Earth. It was probably Earth Art.
It was Earth Heart. What did he want?
Earth. He stole the cookie from the cookie jar.
Oh, come on. At least mine was.
So you're saying Earth Art didn't steal the cookie from the cookie jar?
Did he steal the cookie from the cookie jar?
Then who stole the cookie from the cookie jar?
Probably ate the cookie.
Blake stole the cookie from the cookie jar.
Oh god, I'm untouched.
Blake says. Okay. Blake says, I'm untouched. Woo yeah.
Okay, everyone.
Which I think was.
Think of your favorite Blake pairing with any.
Blake
Sonic
Draco X.
This is your challenge. Think of the best combination.
Blake Draco X Eggman Nega. There we go.
We'll give away prizes for the. Just to give incentive.
Blake Drake, unless he stole the jar. He stole the jar and left the cookies.
What the hell?
He's
I
like
just
that.
Stand there, literally going, what
he's
the
like
hell?
That. See, Blake really shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, now he's brought it on himself.
That was a good example of celebrating too soon. STS is Blake Drake X Round the Dragon. Fail. Or rather, success. But. Yeah.
Question mark.
Oh god. What?
What?
I think Gavinato is going for just. I'm not sure if he's going to upset you or not, but what? Metal X Shadow X Mephiles X Weirsonic X Echo.
Which Echo exactly?
Echo spelt E C H O.
He's not trying to upset me. He's trying to spell out my fantasies. But unfortunately, I have to, thankfully, decline.
Blake Draco X wear metal.
Oh, God, yes. Yes! I've already drawn it.
Dante says Gabby X Gabby. Because Gabby 2's in
there. Masturbation does not count. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, everyone's explained to Gabby now that I played one of his tracks.
Yes.
I did, indeed.
Yes, you did. I told him to, mostly because I picked a word out of my mind, and there it was, so there we go.
Where Metal Sonic X Emerl? What?
That's a robot.
Big X Chaos.
Again, pick guys with freaking guy stuff.
Big X Fishing Rod, think of the possibilities, it's Edgy Lightning. Oh dear. Oh dear, every time it gets worse.
You've already done a big, though. Think about it. You've already done a comic where big is playing with something long and sharp.
Feels good. Knuckles X Heavy. Johnny also says, question, is a Sonic Back to the Future crossover a good idea? I've already done one.
Yes,
there's
you
a
have.
Comic. But
yes,
there's,
you
a,
have.
There's a Sonic Rex
it's
comic.
Been
which
done.
Is a so it's already been done.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I will go back to the. I will go back into the past to actually do that for you.
Did you have to go 88 miles per hour or something?
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's all been done.
AUKX Echo Hawk. Yeah, that one's kind of obvious.
No! That could never happen. You know it wouldn't work out. One would eat the other. You know, it's a natural selection thing.
Version to Cal.
You're Yuri. I hate Yuri. I can't stand Yuri. That's my personal.
I think Gavinato needs to think. Stop now.
Yes, can do it in your
because
own.
Because there's Blake X.
Time.
There's Blake X Vija X Urfa, and I think
it's all. It's
I
been
think
done.
I need Gavinato X Silence now.
I've already done Blake X Werehog, so don't even do that either. I forget where I put that.
Yeah. Blake is busy and may not reply.
He's busy
hanging himself, probably.
Of course.
Kind of Caliburn X.
No. He likes.
There was another question
sword
actually somewhere.
Anyway.
also, Union Hack. I give myself a promotion. Promotion. And the answer is no.
Why would you give yourself a promotion? That's. Self-employment isn't that much.
No. We frown on that here at Radio Redux. Giving ourselves promotions. Taliku adds on to that, can I offer you tea? And the answer is no, because I don't like tea.
He
can ask me tea as in tea time, as in an episode of tea time. That'd be awesome.
Or tea's hat, for Frank's sake. which I've still yet to encounter. It's like it hides from me. He never brings it down whenever he's around me.
That's true. There is a failure there. Avija actually asked a question.
What?
And my last question will be from Avija.
Okay.
If each Sonic Rex, each Sonic website represents a country in the real world, what country would Sonic Rex be and why? I think this is on the whole SSMB thing, because they're doing, oh, I've got to change their name to countries.
Well,
I hate to say this, but probably Uruguay.
That's a weird one.
Well, it's Sofia's one, isn't it? And I don't think anyone else is going to take that. We couldn't really claim the UK.
No, obviously. Probably.
We couldn't really claim Scotland.
I'm thinking you'd be a Denmark.
I'd be a Denmark. No, because Sven could easily claim that because of his. We could be Sweden.
Swedish.
Could be Sweden.
Could go for Sweden. Be the Vikings.
Echo is Swedish.
I'm half Swedish.
Which is half Swedish. I'm a quarter. I'm a quarter Irish.
I'm also a quarter Irish.
Which means my right arm's drunk all the time.
Well, to be fair, I'm a half Swedish.
Actually,
but
that,
I'm albino.
That would explain a lot of recent issues with my right arm's drunk a lot.
Probably. It's getting into an angry drunk now.
Yeah, it's getting into an angry drunk where it keeps having this weird tremor.
Yeah, no, that's a brain thing. Mm-hmm. But luckily, we'll get that scanned and
I'm getting
you know the next week if there's anything awesome going on.
Got a CT scan Wednesday.
Woot! At all hours of the morning.
My brain's getting scanned, yeah.
And I have to get up. That's gonna suck so hard. It's Wednesday morning. I'm literally gonna have to debate if I need to stay up or go to sleep, and I'm gonna have to choose go to sleep because it's gonna be bad.
But it's gonna be interesting that.
I'd like to see what.
I can just imagine the scan coming in and it being like a cartoon, and inside we've got a scan of your brain. They hold it up, and it's like there's a cartoon pig in there doing the Charleston or something weird like that.
Sound like Gurr. Good lord.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You do it like this.
Do a dance. Make a little.
No. Do the dance.
Do the dance. Do.
You don't know. You really don't know Gurr, do you? Gurr, the robot.
From what?
Invader Zim.
No.
Damn.
Not watch Invader Zim.
To be fair, it was made by people probably on a bit of acid, but for those who are born...
How is that different from any cartoon from, like, 1979 to 1993?
Don't be a pussy. This looks legit. Anyway...
How does that make me a pussy? What logic curve did you get from me?
My own. Anyway, but, I mean, it's just...
And that's logic.
It's... Yeah, anyway, don't even... God help me. We were going through proofs for some reason at some point. That's what me and Earthheart and... I can't think of her name now. Whoever we met before.
Suppose just get into AAUK. That sounds rather...
Oh, you're all
disturbing.
Invited. You all can get all up in AAUK. Me, I'm good on the side here. Yeah. You all have fun. I'm sure you'll have a blast. And there's Earthheart. He wants to get all up in you, man. Come on.
Becky Nemain. What the...
Nemain.
I dread to think what he's talking about.
It's a... Never mind. I won't even bother anymore.
I was going to say, who was I paired with so
That's
I can
who
kill
I
them.
Met. That's who we met, sorry.
Anyuka Vanato is the person you need to kill. But...
Yeah, that's it. I knew it.
Oh, right.
It took me 2 seconds to figure it out. I apologize for forgetting her name.
Blake has not responded to his untouched woo, yeah.
So I think he's literally walked away from the computer so he doesn't have to hear it.
That means he's probably in a... the fact that I knew Vanato has then suddenly gone and dumped Earthheart out of that relationship. So it's now just Vija and Blake.
Oh, dear. It could be anyone versus Blake, frankly.
Oh, dear. Hang on a second. I'm just going to... This ought to be good. Apparently there is an AAUK now. Yeah, there is. Awesome.
Oh, there is an AAUK room.
There is an AAUK room.
Just in case.
I have my own room. I feel so happy.
And now everybody else is going to
I feel
try.
So happy and somehow violated. I don't know.
Could be worse, honey. It could be me.
I blame some suggestion of Anika Bonatos.
Yeah. The Lord has arrived.
Gabby says, why do I... The Lord has arrived. Yes. So am I Andrew Lloyd Webber now?
Kevin. If you are, there's a bunch of money we need to go pick up on, man.
I'll be more worried for you, because if I'm Andrew Lloyd Webber, that kind of makes you Graham Norton. So...
could be worse.
Anyway, well, the show's kind of ending now, so...
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, you're actually, what, 15
I'm
minutes
I'm going
early?
To let...
You're 15 minutes early.
But I've already... No, what am I going to do all the way to 9? Mainly due to the fact that I'd already done an hour.
It's all yours, honey. You do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to let Vija choose the track because he's been violated so much.
We violate him Vija. Every week. We violate him every week.
I know there's a new channel called AUK. Stop telling me now.
Yep, pretty much, because he's already there. Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, Vija, message me with your choice of music and we can play whatever you want within reason.
I won't give him the suggestion till he does his.
He says, oh god, the pressure. Which is probably not the best of things to say, bearing in mind all that. Peanut butter
Vigils.
Time.
Vigils. Vigils. Vigils.
Vigils.
Oh god, the pressure. Oh god, the pressure.
Mm. You just live and learn.
I can do whatever I want with it, yeah. I'd tap that.
Well, Vija?
No.
Well corrected.
Fail.
The question is, what version of Live and Learn
do
you
do the regular one, or so help you. And don't you dare play my
version.
You tell
this new cow called Vija now.
If you play my version, I could hurt you, though, man. It could go wrong. I hate my version. You're not allowed to play that. I might delete it off the computer. And the site. I hate that version. I sang a version of Live and Learn, if I recall.
No, you didn't. We never used it, did we?
I don't remember. I really don't remember, and I don't want to think about it too.
Well, it was a very good way of doing it. I've got Live and Learn up, yeah?
Yeah.
If it was on the Rex Factor...
No, we didn't put it on the Rex Factor. I think it was an extra, because I did, like, two
acapellas. Yeah, but it would still have been on the... No, it would still have been on the Rex Factor albums.
It probably is.
Do you see Echo Hawk listed down as an artist there?
I don't know. Alright, I didn't do that. There's pants jumping out of the wardrobe after us. It just literally flew when it came after us.
Okay, we've got jeans leaping out of cupboards and all sorts of things going on.
Show nuts be done, yes. Very good.
Show nuts be done.
You be doing it, man. Oh, he be jamming.
Gonna jam it with you. Oh.
Wow.
Jamina.
I
want
to hear some Wonder Man.
Hmm?
I want to hear some Wonder Man.
You want to hear Wonder Man?
Yes, that song gets stuck in my head so incessantly I must hear it.
V-German.
V-German.
He is a Mr. V-German. he's a Mr. V-German. V-German. V-German.
I love it when you do the sultry
there he
is the
with the plush tails. There he is holding a wrench.
I don't actually know the lyrics. I just know the tone and the sound of it. And my
hips. I would go for the full 12 inches of Wonder Man, but I think the 7 inch one's good enough.
What?
There's a 7 inch version and a 12 inch version due to Wreck Me.
Oh! Why would you call it inches?
Because the diameter of the record or single was 7 inches and then 12 inches for an album version. For a vinyl.
Because it's that old.
For a vinyl, yeah.
Really? There you go.
There we go. Then sing every day. So Live and Learn, followed by Wonder Man. Sing along at home.
Raise your flames high and chant along.
Raise your lighters in the air and accidentally set fire to your curtains.
It's alright.
But
you can bill it to Sega.
No. That's kind of it. Remember, you've got Fast Feet's Faux Mix coming up on Radio Sega. Thanks for listening in.
Yeah.
I've been at Change UK.
I've been Echo Hawk.
That was very sultry.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, that's Kool-Aid Man. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's okay.
He's a Rex Factor judge next year. He's a cool old man.
I can't do it, so that's okay.
We'll see you next week.
Woot!
Apparently.
Woot! Woot!
Can you get any higher?
You don't want me to on the microphone.
Are you high?
Ah! No, I can't do it. Sorry. I shouldn't do it. I really shouldn't go any higher than
that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think I hurt everyone's ears now. Don't make me do it again on the mic.
Please don't. Thank you for all of you for listening in on Sega Sonic Radio and Radio Sega. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Slipping them power sneakers. Be that good, just ain't that easy. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. You'll get a slap if you take a nap in a spin attack. Take a nap in a spin attack. To be that good just ain't that easy. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man, Wonder Man, Wonder Man. Wonder Man, Wonder Man.